Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium, Lake Havasu High School. KNTR Sports on location for tonight's homecoming game. Tonight's game is between the Yonker Rough Riders coming into town against the Havasu Knights. The Rough Riders out by a score of 7-6, Bill and Robert. And we got a couple more breaks to hit. It is the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report. Their new location, by the way, not on the island any longer. They're on Mesquite Avenue in Lake Havasu City, so you might want to check out their new digs. And, Bill, we should have a pretty good game here in the second half, because this has been a back-and-forth for sure during the first part of this ball game.
Yeah, and I have a question for Mr. Patch. If you're the coach of the Knights, what are the changes? What are you going to say in the second half when they come out? What changes are you making?
Offense, I just like I said, I think you need to just talk to your quarterback. He just needs to relax a little bit. Just tone it, calm it down. Look at the short gains. I mean, if you look at the Rough Riders, they're short gains all night. Passes to the side of the field. It out of bounds quickly. So I think if they adapt their game plan instead of looking for the kill shot, I think it's going to be easy.
Yeah, we've seen the Knights play this season, and they have that potential to grind it out, too. Andrade gets going. The running game gets going. Those linemen get downfield. And not only can you gain yardage, you can control the clock.
Yeah, and I was shocked that they didn't kind of go back to the running game a little bit and try and move the ball that way. So I'd like to see them run the ball a little bit more, be a little more consistent with that, and like Patch said, calm down the quarterback, maybe some short throws outside. Don't try and take it all at one time.
All right. On that note, we'll take our second break at the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report right here on KNTR Sports.
Anderson Auto Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 1999. We have the following dealerships: Anderson Toyota, Nissan, Honda, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Ford, Bullhead City, Ford, Kingman, and Chevrolet. Visit our website at AndersonAuto.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Lindless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure, personalized service. And top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
work commute just got a few hours longer?
Who are you going to call?
Firebird!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left?
Who are you going to call?
Firebird!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back to Friday Night Football on KNTR Sports, 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, and Bill Beckman. Let's talk about some other scores in NCAA football and also Major League Baseball.
NCAA football, Minnesota leading Nebraska. 23 seconds left in the fourth. That game is going to be over. Minnesota leading 24-6. The Cornhuskers not having a big night. And then Louisville, unranked Louisville, beats number two Miami, 24-21. It has been chaos in the NCAA this year.
Oh, yeah, just think about Penn State.
And the Dodgers, at the end of the eighth, leading the Brewers 5-1. It looks like that's going into a sweep. And earlier this evening, the Seattle Mariners beat the Blue Jays to take a 3-2 lead in this series. So,
former Diamondback third baseman Gino Suarez, grand salami.
Yep, you got to love that.
Yep, it was 2-2, and he knocked it out.
And the former Arizona Coyotes, now the Utah Mammoths, beating the Sharks 5-2 out of San Jose, 9-14 in the third. So good start to the season for them. I like to see success in that. I was sad to see the Coyotes leave, but I'm happy that they can get some success elsewhere.
All righty. We got our final break during the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report. We'll be back with the second half of football between Yonker and Havasu. The Rough Riders 7, the Knights 6.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Is your pup just Sparkosaurus too ordinary? Want to turn your Sparky into a Sparkosaurus Rex? Then Gee Willikers, it's a cut above grooming day for you. Step right up to the home to zebra striped schnauzers, fluffy Pomeranian kings of the jungle, and polka dotted pit bulls.
Would you look at that? Sparky, I think you would be an adorable cheetah. Oh, Sparky.
A cut above grooming. Well, this is where we go dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and, well, I guess the lions, tigers, and bears, too. Main Street Havasu.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas. Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Linda's Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies. Free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do
drop
them,
slam them
against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber.
Before we do, start the second half of football, 7-6, Yonker out in front of the Fighting Knights.
So it runs, Mercury, air conditioning,
and we talk about some of the adjustments that Havasu might be looking at halftime.
Bill ran down some of the
scores for you.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs, so our classrooms focus on...
I got a little issue going on. Something jumped ahead, but I think we're good now. Okay, yeah. So we're just about to start the second half of football, and I want to remind everybody that the Sun Devils will take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders tomorrow. We have that on KNTR Sports at 12:30 pregame. Then the Volunteers of Tennessee and the Crimson Tide of Alabama, they'll get it on at 4:30. And then on Sunday, we kick it off with the NFL at 6:15 in the morning. The Rams at the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars live in London now.
Yeah,
I mean, there's no other team that has played more over the pond than the Jacksonville Jaguars when the NFL moves out of the States. Then we're going to have the Philadelphia Eagles. They got some issues against the Minnesota Vikings at 10 a.m. kickoff. And then the Cardinals, talk about issues. They're going to host the Green Bay Packers. And then our Sunday night football game, the Falcons and the 49ers. So go to KNTRSports.com for a complete list of all of our games and starting times and everything you need to know so you can listen to it real time on the radio.
Yeah, with a couple of high school scores, our Hilo Ridge is destroyed Somerton 63-0 in the third quarter. St. Mary's and Northwest Christian in a battle. Northwest Christian leading 21-14. Peoria beating ALA West.
All right, the kickoff by the Rough Riders, and it's going to go out of bounds, I believe. And let's see what happens, where they're going to place the football. Looks at the 25-yard line. So, anyway, the Knights will come out first and 10 to start this second half. Our score 6-7. the Rough Riders out in front of Havasu. And the Knights offense, let's see what the adjustments they made at halftime. If you haven't noticed that our starting quarterback, Tripp Burke, is out for the season. Collarbone injury, and number 10, Halo Jump, is in at quarterback tonight. And the Knights come out first and 10 from their own 25-yard line. Jump gets the snap. Andrade, the ball carrier, number 24, looking for some room. Comes across to the near side of the field off a right tackle. Picks up a yard. It's going to be second and 9 for the Knights.
One other thing that the Knights need to look at is cleaning up their special teams as well. A couple of errors. A punt that was touched by a down lineman that resulted in a turnover. And that one, we barely got on top of that ball. We got to play head smart in our special teams.
Jump gets the ball, rolls to his left, looking to throw it. And he's got a man down on the far side of the field. And there's no flag, incomplete pass. Yeah, the score, the touchdown that the Rough Riders have on the board came from a kickoff return of 80 yards.
Yeah. Let's go defense, right?
Yeah, defense has played really well tonight for the Fighting Knights. And the offense able to move the ball, but they needed to do it a little bit more consistently and use that clock to their advantage and gain some yardage and pick up some first downs to get into scoring position.
So, Patch, did you like his choice of targets on that play?
Yeah.
Didn't hate it.
Yeah. Third and 10. Jump gets the snap, looking to throw the ball. He's got a man on the near side. Luke Johnson.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And there's a flag. He almost came down with the catch. But, yeah, he was mugged.
He was absolutely mugged and still almost made a one-hit.
Yeah, that was a great effort by number 12, Luke Johnson. Nice ball by Halo Jump, by the way, guys. Yeah. Nice throw.
Yeah, that was a good play. And he chose the right one. It was single coverage down there. Our receiver had a step. Good play, good pass, and almost came up with a big reception. We'll take the 15 yards and get a first down there.
Here we go.
Holla.
Before you know it, you're out to the 41-yard line. So first down for the Fighting Knights, just underway in the second half. And I tell you what, if it wasn't for the pass interference, Luke Johnson would have came down with that football.
Absolutely.
Yeah, nice effort by the receiver. Andrade talking to Jump, jumping the gun at his own 35, and he passes the ball across the middle of the field. Nice little slant route by the Fighting Knights, and that's going to pick up 8 yards.
And clearly Mr. Thompson heard Mr. Patch speaking at halftime.
Yes, sir.
Came out and executing his game plan for him.
You know, they bug the booth, right?
They do. I will tell you, he's got that little transistor AM radio. Carries in his pocket.
Second down and 2 to go for the Knights. Andrade in the backfield with Jump. Three receivers to the left. Jump again looking to throw it. He's going downfield. And it's overthrown. Incomplete.
He had a step, but Halo did. He needs to put a little more air into that ball, let the receiver run under it.
I like the play, though, on 3rd and 2. I really do. Go deep, see what you can get. The thought is you got 2 yards to pick up the first down. In Coach Thompson's mind, he's got 2 downs to do that because I wouldn't be surprised if they go for it on 4th.
Right, agreed.
Andrade, the ball carrier, and he's going to get the first down, but it was close. Nice defensive play by the Rough Riders, but a better run by Andrade picking up the first down for the Knights.
Yeah, he did extra effort there to get that first down and fall forward. He was kind of dishwasher there, spun around a little bit.
The ball at the 48-yard line of Yonker, moving into Rough Rider territory. On the Andrade run and doing a great job breaking a couple of tackles to pick up that first down. Three receivers out to the left of Jump. Andrade is the lone setback. Shotgun for Havasu and a false start on the night.
Mr. Devitt, 14 with the early start.
So, look back at up 5 yards. It's going to be first down and 15 for Havasu. The ball now in Knights territory at their own 47-yard line.
Good hustle from the big fella getting off the field for Yonker number 79 with the sprint.
Jump gets the snap. Andrade, the ball carrier, got a flag on the play, and Andrade goes nowhere. Nice defense by Yonker, and let's see what the flag's all about, Bill.
I believe that's a big carrier hold. When you see the white jersey pull away from the body,
there you go.
The jersey's not supposed to stretch like that.
10-yard penalty.
Knights going the wrong direction right now. It's going to be a first and 25.
I think offensive linemen everywhere, no matter what level, should petition to make it a 5-yard penalty and not a 10-yard penalty.
I don't disagree. It's only 5 yards on the defense of it.
First and 25 for Havasu. Moving down to 9 minutes left to go in the third quarter. 7-6 our score, the Rough Riders out in front. And Halo Jump looking to follow the ball. And he's got a man down the middle. Nice. Devin, number 14. He's in line inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. Carter Devin, number 14, showing his skill, not only able to catch the football, but to run with it for additional yardage. And that's a huge play for the Knights offense.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you make up for a false start.
There you go. What false start?
Yep. All is forgiven.
Job. Nice ball by Halo Jump. Nice reception. The Knights now moving in deep in Rough Rider territory. The ball at the 24-yard line of Yonker. It's first and 10. Halo Jump, the quarterback for Havasu, looks to throw the ball to the far side of the field. He's under some pressure, and he throws the ball, and I don't know if it's caught or not, but we have a flag on the play. And
two flags. I think there's going to be a hold.
Cena was the intended receiver, but I don't know if he got it in or not. Let's see where they're going to place the football.
There's a hold on the interior of the offensive line, but I'm not sure. That late flag on the sideline might be a rough.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. That might be offsetting penalties. We'll see what the referees decide. The clock stops at 8:57, and Havasu moving the ball really well starting the second half on offense. Of course, that Halo Jump to Carter Devitt pass got them deep inside Rough Rider territory. And let's see, we got the official.
An ineligible man downfield on Havasu.
And we're going to have a personal foul.
Late hit on Yonker.
And that.
So they will march off the Havasu penalty and then march off the personal foul.
Right.
And it should be right at the first down marker if my mathematics are correct.
And I do believe you are right once again.
Love how that happens.
Yep. First down Havasu. The ball inside the 15-yard line. Let's call it the 14-yard line.
Chain gang,
of Yonker.
Move. There you go.
And, yeah, that late flag coming in for the personal foul. That was a big penalty against Yonker.
Yeah, so it was a 5-yard penalty for ineligible man downfield and then a 15-yard after the fact.
Yeah, you'll take that all day long.
Yes, we will. Need to punch this in, though.
Yeah, this is an opportunity for Havasu.
Probably
to take the
lead. For two as well.
Jump gets the snap. Looking to pass the ball.
Uh-oh.
Got a man in the end zone. We're going to have pass interference in the end zone. Trying to get a number. I think it might have been Devitt, number 14,
yeah.
The intended receiver once again. And, yeah, that's going to put the ball right there on the 1-yard line.
Probably see Mr. Johnson come into the play.
Yeah, there's your jumbo package, Bill, that you talk about. You like this?
I do. they will have Trevor Thompson as the lead blocker in this scenario.
It's a first down for the Fighting Knights.
About the 5-yard line.
And, yeah, you're going to have Luke Johnson, number 12, with the ball. And he's going to be pushed out of bounds right about the 2-yard line. So it's going to be second down and goal for the Knights.
Hold on the Knights. From the
and I think this is coming back.
And very far away from the play, unfortunately.
You know, a rash of holding calls. Yeah, that's going to move the ball back 10 yards.
Only so, person you're allowed to tackle in high school football is the ball carrier. Please refrain from doing that to the interior offensive line. As
yeah,
it could create an issue.
It seems to me that, you know, coming out, there's been a few holding calls here in the second half.
It is not first and goal. Hurdle.
It's going to be Johnson again, number 12. He breaks the tackle. He's got a lot of room on the far side of the field, and he's in for the score. Luke Johnson, number 12. Nice blocking up front. And Havasu takes the lead, 12-7.
I think the Knights should go for two here. We'll see what Thompson chooses to do. Looks like they're coming out of heavy package.
No penalties on the play, by the way.
Like to see that.
So that's good. And let's see.
Halo jump.
They
back
are
the
going
head.
To go for two, Mr. Yeah. Beckman. Good call.
The smart play.
Yeah.
Just
going for two.
Nothing for you.
8:28 to go here in the third. Havasu with a 12-7 lead. Oh boy.
Late substitution or illegal substitution. 12-minute now.
Yeah. You got a
foot beat gun.
You got to make sure that you got the right personnel in.
Yeah.
Especially when you're going to go for two.
Yeah, that's a. That is an unforgivable mistake, unfortunately.
Going to make it a little bit tougher now.
I think you're going to have a crossing pattern by Luke Johnson. Let's see if he can, Halo Jump can find him.
And Halo Jump gets the snap. He's got plenty of time and got a flag on the play. Under some pressure, throws it to the back of the end zone. Incomplete, but that flag
defensive
was thrown well
ahead
of that.
Yeah, Carter Devitt had absolutely burned his man, and he was absolutely schemed. The defender was schemed behind him, holding onto that jersey.
Yeah, it is against the Rough Riders. So Havasu looking to increase their lead by a couple of more points. 12-7 is our score. 8:28 to go here in the third. So, what is it?
Heavy. They're bringing heavy.
Yeah, here's that makes Billy happy.
It does make me happy. I like when you go heavy. And
yeah,
Luke Johnson can throw this ball, too.
5-yard line. And that would have been a nice 2-point conversion.
He got offsides, too many men on the field.
Oh, boy. It's been one thing after another.
Wait.
It's a timeout. I believe a timeout.
Oh, timeout. Oh, they called the timeout.
Yeah,
the officer called the timeout
is.
Before
yep.
they got off the field.
Okay.
Heads up play by
so
the
no penalties, staff. Just a timeout on the field. There you go.
Mr. Thompson is a little disagreement on that. From
yeah.
Chelsea.
It's not unusual to see him jaw at the officials.
No. Politely, I might add.
Oh, very polite. PG rated.
Yeah, ish.
All right, during the timeout, just a reminder, Havasu will be on the road next Friday night, and then they'll wrap it up at home against Somerton. And we talked about Somerton. They've struggled all year long. They have not won a football game. And so this might be an opportunity to really think about what you do on your last game of the season against an opponent that's really not had a good year. So, and Havasu, like we talked about, they, right now, they are definitely in the playoffs. And when you move up to 24 teams that are eligible this year, Havasu is going to be in the thick of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe a time to rest some of your starters and be healthy.
Protect them.
Once you roll around to the playoffs. Absolutely. So kind of getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, but Australia Foothills next week on the road.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game. Here we go. 2-point conversion try. And
nice.
Yes, it's
Devin.
Luke Johnson. And Havasu does a great job on the 2-point conversion. 14-7 is our score, and we'll be back with the Havasu kickoff.
Touchdown, the two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu
Welcome back
High
to
School
KNTR 980 AM.
And I'm Selena.
Nepal
is your hot tub.
Tonight's football game
Spring
between
Lake
the
Havasu,
Fighting
the
Knights
top
of Havasu and the Rough
and
Riders
and
of Yonker High
Spring,
School.
Frog, and then
and
Nepal and
Havasu ready for the kickoff. Ibarra kicks the ball low, and it's going to roll out of bounds right around the 33-yard line. And boy, you know, the squib kick, you want to do that because Garcia, we know, can run with the football. And if he were to get the ball on the kickoff return, he probably would have done a pretty good job getting out at least across the 30. So it's not a bad deal that the Rough Riders are going to start. Now we have a...
No, that's the procedure.
Another procedure,
kicking it out of bounds.
Right, kicking it out of bounds. Here we go. I thought maybe there was another flag. I was not too sure about that. And I think what they're
going to
do
have
is
re-kick it.
Have a re-kick it. Why not? So Havasu will re-kick the football, and as we were talking about, for Yonker, the quarterback Garcia, wearing number one, is the kickoff returner, and he's standing at his own 18-yard line. Ibarra will kick it up or get it ready to go from his own 35-yard line, tee it up, and we'll try this all over again.
I would not be surprised to see the same thing happen again.
Oh, he kicks it deep.
Yeah, he did.
And it's going to be fielded at the 25-yard line across the 30-35. Still on his feet, number two for Yonker. Finally tackled at the 43-yard line with Phillips doing a good job.
Yeah, the up back, good job receiving that ball and getting some positive yardage. Picked up about 15.
Yeah, right. So it's a good call to have him re-kick the ball if you're Yonker. That's for certain.
Yeah. Agreed.
8:20 to go here in the third quarter. 14-7, Havasu out on top.
It's an 8-yard gain, by my man.
The Rough Riders with the ball. Garcia in the gun at his own 37-yard line. And we have all kinds of flags thrown now. And this is going to be, I believe, against the Fighting Knights.
Little League.
Makes it a little bit easier on first down. It's going to be first and five now for Yonker. Garcia waiting for the snap. Rolls to his left. And he's under some pressure. He's across the 50 inside Knights territory. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds at the Havasu 44-yard line. So Garcia, the speedster, picking up good yardage, gets the first down, puts the ball on the Havasu side of the field at the Knights 44. And
our defensive end or our outside linebacker has to set that edge. They can't allow Garcia to get to the outside. He is too fast.
First and 10 for the Rough Riders, 8:13 to go, 14-7 our score, the Knights out in front. Garcia rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball. He's going deep down the field, and this ball is caught at the 11, by number 11, and then he fumbles the ball. Oh, they're going to say he was down.
Yeah, ground,
but he's going to be down like at the half-yard line.
Wow. That hurts.
Boy, I tell you what, that was a nice throw by Garcia. And Eads is the receiver, catches the ball, then goes down. And Garcia's going to take it himself, and no indication from anybody.
Second down.
And they did not get the ball across the goal line. So good job by the nice defensive line. And here we go. Hurry up again if you're the Rough Riders. Garcia, he's going to try it again.
Nope.
And I don't know. No indication from the officials.
No.
And no.
He
did not
it.
Make it.
His knee was
whoa,
down.
Great job by the defensive Havasu. So, third down. Will the third time be a charm? You can hear the Havasu crowd, and boy, we have pretty much a full stadium on the home side of the field. And they're all excited about the Knights right now. Third down. Garcia moves back to the gun. Oh, no. Oh.
Havasu jumps offside. It's going to be. Now I would be shocked if they don't try and sneak it from the 7-inch line.
Yeah.
And then they go under center.
And Garcia trying again. I believe this time he got it.
Oh, penalty flag on the floor.
Penalty. And who's that going to be?
Offside. Lined up in the
neutral zone?
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, how long? You can't.
Oh, they blew the whistle before the play, so it comes off the field.
That's now that's going to be against Yonkers. This is crazy. False start. Oh,
seven plays inside the 1 yard line.
This is nuts.
That's going to be third and five.
It'll be third and five.
Third and 5 and 6 inches.
Yeah, right. Wow, that's just nuts. I mean, Havasu jumping off sides, lining up in the neutral zone. False start, Yonker. Here we go. I mean, they were like at the half-yard line after that reception. Now it's going to be third down. And Garcia under pressure. Garcia escapes, throws the ball, and it's caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Rough Riders, and Garcia does a great job finding Phillips, number 2, and Havasu's defense doing a great job. And then, of all things, you get the false start, back them up 5 yards, and they score the touchdown.
They put great pressure on him. They just cannot seem to bring him down.
Yeah, it's
very important.
He's elusive, Garcia. Extra point attempt coming up for the Rough Riders to see if they can tie this thing up. A bad snap.
Oh, block.
It's blocked by Havasu. So
number
the Knights
12.
Do a great job on special teams.
Luke.
No good.
Luke.
For point attempt. And we'll be back in a minute with the Rough Rider kickoff.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas. Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and then this pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies. Free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights!
And the Rough Rider kickoff is going to be fielded at the Knights' 10-yard line. And we have a run back on the kickoff return across the 50 into Rough Rider territory.
Number 80 with the return. That would be Blake Pohl with a huge run back. He took that at the 10-yard line and got it all the way out to the Rough Riders 47-yard line.
So the Knights will start off on offense with 6:13 to go in the third quarter. Havasu out in front by one, 14-13, but great field position starting for the Knights offense as Halo jump number 10 comes out in the backfield, quarterback in the gun, and number four Andrade
listen
to his
catch.
Left. Got twins to the left, and it's going to be a pitch to Andrade. And Andrade,
nice tackle.
Cuts back inside. He's still on his feet, still running. Andrade inside the 30 to 20. And he is going to run out of bounds at the 12-yard line. So the Knights running game coming out and showing what it can do on that first play after the kickoff. And Havasu in great field position at the 12-yard line of Yonker.
Andrade with a huge cut in the backfield and just undressed that defender. Able to get to the outside and outran six Yonker defenders into the corner inside the 15-yard line.
So the Knights setting up shop. It's first and 10. 13-yard line of the Rough Riders. Jump gets the snap. Why not feed it to Andrade again? He's still on his feet. He is inside the 10, right at the 9-yard line. So positive gain on first down. So that's going to bring up second down for the Knights.
About
six to go for the first down. Clock moving under 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. This has been a long third quarter with all the penalties that we've had.
The nine plays inside the half-yard line.
Just very unusual, all those penalties coming back to back to back to back. And the Knights now in a great spot to increase.
Yeah.
Their lead.
Great
and
play.
They snapped the ball.
Smart.
Yep, very smart.
No whistle, no flag. You got to just play.
That's right. Maybe a yard gain on that. So it's going to be third down and 5 for the Knights.
Heavy.
And here he goes. Billy gets excited. He wakes up from his nap.
Oh, it's Thompson.
And it's going to be Luke Johnson, number 12.
He's gone.
And he makes a cut to the outside, and he's brought down.
Wow.
Near the 5-yard line, a couple of yards on the play. It looked like he might have cut to the outside, but he brings it back inside. And the Rough Rider defense right there to stop him for a short gain.
Looks like he had the corner to me, but, you know, it could be all about where we're. And now Heavy comes out because that's a little.
Here we go, fourth down. This is a huge play of this ball game. Havasu out in front by a point, 14-13.
Got to get some points on the board here.
4 minutes to go in the third. And it's going to be Halo jump in the gun.
Andrade in the backfield. Got a curry.
And Andrade in the backfield.
They're getting ready.
24.
Barely got that off.
It's going to be Halo jump rolling to his right, looking for a receiver. Throws it to the back of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And guess who? Looks like Carter Devitt, number 14.
Nope, 20. Andrade, 24.
Oh, 24?
Nope, I'm sorry, 21.
21. There you go. So nice catch right at the back of the end zone. Nice ball. Havasu really capitalizing on the short field after the nice kickoff return. And our score now 20-13.
Cole Cicino with the catch and the touchdown. And Ibera puts the extra point in. 21-13, Havasu, 8-point lead, 3:41 to go in the third quarter.
So Havasu doing a good job jumping out front by 8 points. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Havasu doing a good job with that touchdown extra point, increasing their lead to 21-13 over Yonker. And the Knights will kick off now. Ibarra kicks the ball deep.
Oh, that's going to be offside on the Knights.
It's going to be fielded and no return because of the
penalty
flag.
Yeah, the left side of the line was about three steps ahead of the kick.
Clock stops at 3:41. And now 5 yards will be tacked on. Now you're going to re-kick it from the 35-yard line.
Which scares me greatly with number three back there.
Well, yeah, they have a couple of guys back there that can really run the football for the Rough Riders. And we're talking number three, Larry Moore Jr. He's deep. And this is going to be fielded at the 27-yard line. Across the 40 to the 45-yard line. And let's see. That's number two for the Rough Riders.
Jonas.
Yeah, Phillips doing a great job bringing the ball back for Yonker. Across the 45 to the 46. So it's going to be first and 10 for the Rough Riders.
Giving up field position, but not giving up the home run. So, yeah, I still say just drill number 99 with the ball. That's just me. Bounce it off him.
Garcia in the gun. Twins to his right. Ford Jr. in motion. Garcia gets the ball, rolls to his right. He's going to run the ball. And he's still on his feet. Does a good job getting extra yardage. He's across the 50 into Knights territory, and that's going to be at the Knights 48-yard line. So it's going to bring up second down and four for the Rough Riders.
Then seeing Taka with the tackle. Wrestled him to the ground.
Got to give it to Yonker. They traveled pretty well tonight. There's got to be about 50 people over there in the stands supporting their team, the Rough Riders. Second down, four, under 3 minutes to go here in the third. Garcia gets the snap, rolls to his right. He's under a lot of pressure, and he's going to go down. My, oh, my, Bill.
Number 82, we called his name quite a bit. Mr. Passmore with the sack. It's about a 12 or 15-yard loss. Very big play. Going to bring up third down and about 14 to go.
Yeah, nice defensive play by the Fighting Knights. Couldn't have timed that any better.
And able to wrestle him to the ground, which first guy in has not done that very much tonight.
That was 2 points on the takedown.
Yeah, true.
Third and 14, Garcia looks to throw it, and it's a batted ball and nearly intercepted. And so the Knights defense, they come up.
Trevor Thompson.
They do a great job, and that forces a fourth down for Yonker, and here comes the punting unit for the Rough Riders.
Trevor Thompson with a great play, able to deflect that pass, brings up fourth down. Got to clean up our special teams, hopefully hope for a good return by Mr. Ibarra, number six in the backfield.
Clock stops at 2:04 to go in the third. Fourth and 14, Rough Riders, another long snap, and the punt hits at the 40-yard line of Havasu and takes a Yonker roll down to the 34-yard line. So the Knights will come back out on offense, and they'll start at their own 34-yard line with a minute 54 to go in the third, leading by a score of 21-13. And Havasu's offense clicking pretty well here in the second half, Bill.
Absolutely. They took Patch's advice and were hitting the short throws and making some big runs after the catch. We got to keep up that thought process. The downfield throws have not been very successful, but the quick hitters have. So let's get on to that game. And you know what we haven't seen in a while, Mr. Greeley? The Seco to the side.
We haven't. We saw that three times, I believe, in the first part of the game.
Led to the first turnover, I might add.
But we have Trace to the side. Right side of Halo Jump. He rolls to his right under some pressure. escapes the tackle, and he's going
eat it,
to
eat it.
Yeah,
no, that's okay.
That's probably had a receiver in the area.
Yeah, Andrade.
Good job by Andrade coming back. He really did a good job. Heads up play by number 24.
Yeah, even though it was an incomplete pass, it saved him 15 yards easy on that play.
Yeah, so that was a heads up play by Andrade coming back. So there was a receiver in the area. It jumped getting rid of that football. Second and 10 for Havasu. Andrade, number 24, in the backfield, along with his quarterback, Halo Jump, number 10. And Jump rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball. Nice block by Andrade. Goes deep, and the ball is going
caught.
To be caught.
Oh, wait,
oh,
fumble.
Oh, he loses it.
No catch.
I think it's going to be an incomplete pass. Woo. Wow. First, it looked like it was going to be intercepted. Devitt comes down with the ball and loses it. Didn't have control of it when he came to the ground, so it's an incomplete pass. But that could have been a problem because that ball was up in the air to anyone there, and there was a double coverage on the receiver.
He did a good job to rip that away from the defender.
I thought he was going to come down with it.
I did too.
And God shows he's got some strong hands.
All right. Pat, what's your call? Third and 10.
Third and 10, I think, looking at the defense, you got that single safety. He's been doing a good job of looking the safety off. If he can hit that seam right here in the middle, that just a short check down, I mean, they hold the ball, go to the fourth quarter.
I like it.
Yeah, buck 32 to go here in the third. Halo Jump, number 10, he's in the shotgun. We've got two receivers out to his left, and we have a flag.
Delay game.
We have a delay of game, and Coach Thompson, he is talking to the official.
And he is vigorously shaking his head. No, Mr. Thompson, you are incorrect.
He is not. Yeah. So it's a five-yard penalty on the Knights. That brings up third down and 15 for Havasu.
I have the striped shirt. I win.
And I have the laundry in my pocket.
Yes.
Jump gets the snap, drops back, looking to throw the
right
ball. Rolls
there,
the ball.
Right there.
He's got a man
long.
Open. Yeah, oh, eight. No, it's picked off at the 50, into the
oh, that's
40, 30, 20, and finally brought down at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, crackback block.
And
that's a personal foul.
Do you see the flag?
Yes. Right here on the sideline.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't see it. So, if the penalty holds, it's going to come back where the interception took place, but, yeah, they're getting the ball right away and moving it back. So, I tell you what, that's a big break for the Fighting Knights because that ball was ran over all the way to the Havasu 20.
Should be another 5 yards.
So they're going to place it right at the 49-yard line of the Knights. So turnover by the Fighting Knights. And, you know, got an 8-point lead. Got a whole quarter to go plus a minute 19. A lot of time left in this ballgame.
Did you see the call, Patch? I didn't see the referees.
It looked like
it was personal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you could hear it up here.
It would have been 15 yards, so they only marked off 10.
And your math's not wrong.
Not usually.
Garcia.
See how that changes throughout the night.
Gets the snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw the ball. He's got a man, and this one's going to be picked
right
up.
Back.
And right back at you. So the Knights do a great job. Number 36 with the interception, Bill.
Nico.
Havasu gets the ball right back.
Nico Bailey. Interception.
Yeah, Nico went up high, grabbed that ball, and Havasu now.
That was influenced greatly by the
turnover.
Hit.
The interception.
Yeah. Garcia was just demolished when he threw that ball. Kind of lofted it up there, and we were able to come down with it. Big play.
Yeah, good pressure on the Knights' defensive line on the quarterback, Garcia. So the Havasu Knights now with the football inside Yonker territory at the Rough Rider 47-yard line. Jump pitches the ball to Andrade, and he's coming to the near side of the field and trying to make a cut. Good pursuit by the Yonker defense on that. And that was number 17, Anmanar Shaman. That's the best guess I have at that.
I'm going to let you eat it.
There you go.
Have your Thanksgiving dinner there, sir, because I'm not helping you out.
And the official blows his whistle. Let's start the clock again. Down to 47 seconds to go here in the third.
Might have to run one more play by the end.
Havasu is in no big rush.
But let's not have another delay game.
Jumping the gun at the 50. And it's going to be number 25, the ball carrier, inside the 20 and down to the 15-yard line. So Havasu doing a great job, picks up the first down.
Jay Deacon, first time we've called his name tonight, sophomore. They're running the clock, and I would suspect that Havasu may not, unless they catch the Rough Riders in a weird defense, probably will not run a play here.
Yeah, it doesn't look like Havasu's in any hurry whatsoever, and that's going to do it for the third quarter. Our score, 13 for the Rough Riders, 21 for the Nightsides. Homecoming for Havasu, and we'll be back with the start of the second quarter.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
Welcome back to the start of the second quarter here from Lee Barnes Stadium, Lake Havasu High School. It's homecoming for the Knights. And the Yonker Rough Riders, they come in just a few spots down in the rankings from the Knights. So it's a big game for both of these ball clubs. The Rough Riders 6-1 coming into tonight's game. The Knights at 5-2. And, we got one quarter of football left, and it should be a good one. Want to thank Neat Pool and Supply in Havasu. It's a one-stop shop for expert pool service and parts, Bullfrog and Hot Spring Jacuzzis, as well as Built to Last. And you also have neatpool.com. If you don't want to go into the store, check it out online. And they've been turning backyards into paradise since 1970. Do the math, Bill.
That's a lot.
55 years.
That's crazy line.
Yeah. I want to thank Neat Pool and Supply. Always a big supporter of Knights Athletics. All right. First and 10 for Havasu. Ball at the 25-yard line. Jump gets a snap. And it's number 25 again, the ball carrier. Still on his feet. Gets inside the 20-yard line, Bill. Well, I tell you what, Jay Deacon comes into the game doing a heck of a job.
Yeah, and avoided the horse collar tackle, was able to break free from that.
I was thinking there might be a flag on that.
Yeah, you got to bring him to the ground for it to be a penalty.
Still he grabbed him up high, and good job by Deacon breaking the tackle, getting a couple extra yards out of that.
Again, the Knights are probably going to take a lot of this time. They want to run some time off this clock if they can.
Yeah, you have the advantage, 21-13. You're at the 19-yard line of Yonker, and throws the pass. It's caught at the 15-yard line. You're going to mark them down forward progress down to the 13-yard line. So nice play, nice little out route, nice quick pass by Halo Jump.
Again, the offensive coordinator apparently had lunch with Patch at halftime and listening to all the calls and plays that he wanted them to make.
Cohen Taylor, the receiver on that catch. And now Havasu with a first down. And it's going to be Deacon again, breaking a couple of tackles. Gets inside the 10 down to the 8-yard line. And Andrade comes back in the game, but gosh, Jay Deacon doing a good job. Number 25 for Havoc.
That was a solid set of reps for him.
Yeah, good job. All right. Jump. Pitches the ball to Andrade. Would-be tacklers. Picks up a little bit, but I tell you what, if you had a highlight reel, that would be on it right now.
Jump,
what a cut.
Jump cut, and three defenders went right on by. Oh, nice play. Not much of a pickup, but boy, it was pretty. That's the prettiest half-yard game we've seen all night.
Down to 10 minutes in the ball game. Havasu driving up by a score of 21-13. The Knights at the Rough Rider 9-yard line.
Figure this is a two-down territory.
I think you're right, Bill. I think they're going to use the clock. They're going to take advantage of the score. Oh, and into the end zone. And that's got to be a flag on that. Luke Johnson, the intended receiver, number 12. And that is pass interference on Yonker.
When the back judge and the side judge throw the flags in the exact same spot on the field, it's a pretty good indication.
Yeah, we saw it from up here, too. You could not throw a flag. That was definitely pass interference. So the Knights with the first down on the penalty. Ball inside the 5-yard line.
Bring it in heavy.
Bill's all excited again. Did you get this excited at work, Robert?
No, very rarely.
We need heavy work. Catch.
All right. And the ball carrier, Luke Johnson, in for the score. Nice job. Nice blocking up front by Havasu. And now the Knights, they jump out to a 27-13 lead with 9:33 to go in the quarter.
They're going to kick it. That's a smart play. Go for one. Extend the lead. Make it a 15-point lead.
The bear comes out, number 6, with the extra point attempt. And Havasu's busting it out here in the second half.
Nice. Nice.
And
job
by the
holder.
Is good. And we'll be back in 60 seconds.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard's certified dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
The ball is fielded at the 20-yard line, and I tell you, run all the way back across midfield to the Havasu 30-yard line. Let's see where they mark the ball. It's going to be short of the 30, but it's going to be placed at the 32, it looks like. And, boy, I tell you what, that thing was scary because
number 20,
the Rough Rider, was bouncing all over the place, almost brought it back all the way, and that's number 20, Terrence Jenkins. Doing a great job running the ball into Havasu territory on the kickoff.
Really, the only soft spot of the night tonight is that special team.
Garcia gets a snap. Little pursuit by the Havasu deep. Oh, my. Good job.
98. Owen Merrill with the tackle.
Yeah, we've called Owen's name quite a few times this season. Doing a good job getting in there, the penetration. And with the sack, it's going to bring up second down and 13 to go for Yonker. And it's crunch time for the Rough Riders.
Yeah,
and they're down by 15.
I just want to see that clock tick, tick, tick.
That's right. Getting down to 8:45 to go in the ball game. Garcia Shotgun standing at the Knights 40, looking to throw the ball under pressure. Heaves it downfield, and it's caught. And
he's got to be down at the one.
This is going to be interesting, right? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Nice catch. Bringing the ball in.
Good concentration because he caught it on his back.
He did, and his butt hit it down on the one-yard line. But this has been like deja vu. See if Garcia can put it in. He's under center. And the Knights defense doing a good job, but Garcia bounces out to the right side of his offensive line, and he's in for the touchdown.
The interior line did a great job stopping him at the point of attack, but he was able to bounce it outside, get to the edge, and score the touchdown. Be interesting to see what they do. Are they going to?
Yeah, do you go for the extra point or you go for two right now?
I think you got to go for two. That way you
go two.
If you don't make it, then you have a second shot at it.
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. They're keeping the offense out on the field. The Rough Riders trying to go for two. Right now our score is 21-19. And Garcia's looking to throw the ball. He's under pressure, throws it across the middle of the field, and it's deflected.
Yes.
And then complete. So a good job by the Havasu defense.
That's a huge smart play. And then as soon as the ball was deflected, he stayed in the way of the receiver getting that deflected ball. Smart heads-up football by Mr. Devitt.
Yeah, the Knights did a great job defensively on that two-point conversion attempt by the Rough Riders. And so right now our score is 28-19 in favor of the hometown Havasu Knights. And want to thank some more of our sponsors while we're getting ready for the kickoff. And we want to talk about Salmon's AC, Salmon's Air Conditioning. You can save thousands on repairs and replacements with Salmon's Air Conditioning. Get priority service and big energy savings with their $168 annual maintenance plan. They've been serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. You can visit salmonsac.com. That's salmonsac.com. All right. 8:27 to go in the game. 9-point lead for the Knights, and the kickoff by the Rough Riders, and they're trying the onside kick. We got
offside.
We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Left side of the line jump.
What do you think of that? I mean, 8:27. Your offense scored pretty quickly.
Two scores though,
and you're trying to, trying an onside kick. I don't know. I mean,
They got
three timeouts left, I believe.
Two.
Two for Yonker?
I thought that they already called one. Maybe they didn't. The scoreboard shows three, so maybe I'm wrong.
Three for each team.
Heaven forbid. Oh, they're picking up the flag. That won't show what that's all about.
Okay. So they're just going to try it all over again?
That is what they're doing.
Well, let's see if they try the onside kick again. Remember, it has to travel 10 yards. And let's see what the Knights are going to do defensively. They try the onside kick again. Oh! But it goes to 10 yards, but Mr. Deacon.
What a heck of a night.
What a nice play by number 25. Hands team out there does a great job. And he got hit hard and nailed onto the ball. So Havasu's going to take over at midfield. It's going to be first and 10 for the Fighting Knights.
Yeah, that was self-preservation. He got the ball turned and he got to the ground in a hurry. And still took a wallop for his troubles. Whew. Nice lead up. Eat up about 5 minutes of this clock, this drive.
Yeah, if you're the Knights, you're going to use your ground game as best as you can. Andrade, number 24, comes out on the field along with his quarterback, number 10, Halo Jump. And the Knights split formation, twins to the left, but it's Andrade with the ball, and he's hit immediately. And I think they might give him a yard for forward progress, but the Rough Rider defense
Yeah.
comes up with a big hit on first down.
I actually would not hate a fake handoff and then a quick screen pass to the outside. The way that defense is collapsing. I mean, the free safety is 8 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Well, he's had that all night.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no defender farther than 7 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Jumping the gun at his own 45. Luke Johnson now in the backfield, number 12. And Luke Johnson gets the ball, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain on that play. It brings up 3rd and 9 for Havasu. 7:30 to go in the game. 28-19, the Knights out in front.
I don't love that play call. I think he's got to hit a quick slant or a quick hit seam, like Patch was talking about.
But, yeah, here we go. Big 3rd down play for the Knights offense. 7 minutes to go in the ball game. Johnson in motion. Halo jump, gets a snap, and it's Johnson up the middle, and he stole
it. What do I know?
Breaks 3 tackles, and he's off to the races. And Luke Johnson, number 12, in the end zone. No flags on the play. Touchdown, Fighting Knights. Wow.
Like I said, run the ball.
34-19, our score. Havasu out in front.
That might be the nail, boys.
That could do it.
That could be the man. I think you got to kick this.
Farah team out for. Oh no, they're gonna bring the
heavy.
They're bringing heavy in. Heavy artillery. Going to go for 2. And we have a whistle.
Timeout.
And a timeout on the field.
I didn't see the back judge there if that was if they were running out of time or not, but not a horrible timeout. Get them
3rd and 9, and you run it into the end zone. Good job, Fighting Knights. Nice blocking up front for Johnson, by the way.
Yeah, Luke Johnson's having himself a heck of a night.
Yeah. Want to thank Tire Man of Havasu. Tire Man, fast service, and lowest outdoor pricing on top brands. Tire repairs to alignments, they keep your car rolling smoothly. Give Tire Man a try off Industrial Boulevard. You can visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com. That's TireManOfLakeHavasu.com. Want to thank Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. They bring like new vehicles with zero pressure and hometown honesty. Stop by and see why this local dealership makes car shopping feel like paradise. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Want to thank Action Sports. Since 1987, Action Sports has been Havasu's one-stop shop for Volcom Vans, bikinis, and lake life essentials. Swing by McCulloch Boulevard North and shop like a local. That's Action Sports. They do it Havasu style. You can find Action Sports on Instagram. Okay, 2-point conversion. Luke Johnson, number 12. And indication is he gets into the end zone, and we have a flag on the play.
There's going to be a leap. That's going to be a personal foul on the Havasu after the play. Points should count.
The referees
on the kickoff.
Beating. So the 2-point conversion is good. The penalty, that'll be tacked on with the kickoff. No?
Wow, they called that on the Rough Riders, not on Havasu.
Wow, so there you go.
That'll be a nice addition to the kickoff.
Want to thank Amore Pie and More with over 60 types of cheesecakes and 40 years of baking experience. Amore Pie and More is sweet. And they are located next to the Havasu Library, the Mojave County Library. And you can visit new AmorePieAndMore.com. That's new AmorePieAndMore.com.
Rumor has it that the chocolate chip cookies may be quite fine from there. I may or may not have direct knowledge of said thing, but we will discuss that later.
Is that part of your diet?
Oh, no. Oh, no. But I'm doing so while I get to cheat.
Yeah, good for you, Bill. Good for
I
you,
have
buddy.
I cheat days.
All right, here we go. A little squib kick by the Knights. And
thank you.
they almost turned it over, do the Rough Riders, but it was number 30 doing a good job covering the football for Yonker.
They had my play. They just had the wrong number. They were supposed to do that to number 99. 30, but whatever. We'll take it.
All right. I want to thank Blue River Gems, from watch batteries to custom gold work. Blue River Gems shines with in-house craftsmanship, all done right here in Lake Havasu City on McCulloch Boulevard. Find Blue River Gems on Facebook. Here we go. 6:44 to go in the game. Havasu up 36-19. Garcia gets a snap for the Rough Riders under pressure, and he evades one tackle, looking to throw the ball still. Heaves it downfield, and the ball
is
pass interference on the night. Now, I tell you what, Garcia was really close to the line of scrimmage when he heaved that football.
Well, no way! No way!
So they're going to call pass interference on Havasu.
I disagree with that call. I thought that he timed that just about perfectly.
Gear Up Motorsports, one of our sponsors, looking for a clean pre-owned bike. Gear Up Motorsports handpicks every motorcycle and treats you like family. Only rides they sell are the ones they'll ride themselves. Why buy anywhere else? Right. Go to Gear Up Motorsports on London Bridge Road in Havasu. Visit GearUpMotorsports.com. So the ball now at the 41-yard line of Havasu. The Rough Riders break huddle. First and 10, 6:33 to go in the game. Rough Riders have a lot of points to score if they're going to catch up to the Fighting Knights, down 36-19.
That's
Garcia. Oh, my gosh. Not Garcia. It's number 5 in the backfield, and we have a flag on the play. So that was a direct snap to Hargrove, number 5 for the Rough Riders. I want to thank the Bradley Auto Group.
Yeah.
Serving the tri-state area with a solid commitment to their customers to provide quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Bradley Auto Group, your friends and neighbors serving the community for over 29 years. BradleyFord.com, BradleyChevrolet.com, and once again, big grand opening a week from today for Bradley Ford, a new showroom. Robert Patch will be there. He's a one-man band, and he'll entertain you.
Is he going to bring his dancing shoes?
There we go.
That's the rumor.
The ball now at the 26-yard line of the Knights for the Rough Riders. Hargrove, number 5 in the game.
False start.
And it's a false start.
A little twitchy when Mr. Thompson is coming. But, you know, unfortunately, we've given the Rough Riders 30 yards on this drive in penalties and no time off the clock on any of those penalties.
Check that. Number 15, Vargas in the game now, the backup quarterback for the Rough Riders. In the gun at the Knights 35-yard line, looking to throw the ball. He's under pressure, and the Knights defense, great job again. Number 8 in on the tackle.
Got a night down.
Yeah, Adler doing a great job this evening, and we do have an injured player on the ground. You're correct, Robert, and it's a Fighting Knight. And so there's a timeout on the field. Want to thank Havasu Pest Control, serving the area since 1972. Professional pest and weed control, from one-time applications to monthly maintenance, to specialty services like bed bugs, pigeon control, wildlife, and more. If something's bugging you, call Havasu Pest Control. That's HavasuPestControl.com. The offices of Kenneth E. Moyer, attorney, representing clients in matters involving bankruptcy, personal injury, and wrongful death, business formations, commercial and general litigation. Located inside the Woods Professional Building on McCulloch Boulevard in Lake Havasu City, you can visit KenMoyerLaw.com.
Number 71, the judge's son, injured on the play.
He's up on his butt.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going to get a little assistance to stand. And there you go. Pops up. Oh, to be young again, right?
Would not know what that is.
Little assistance coming off the field. And just to get you up to speed. We got 6:12 to go in the game. 36-19, Havasu out in front. And it looks like the Knights might come away with a win, a big win.
Hey, 6 minutes left. Come on.
My gosh. All right.
Should be third.
The Rough Riders. 3rd and 18.
Yeah!
And it's going to be Moore Jr. on the catch and run. And he's going to be short of the first down by about 7 yards, but he gains enough to make it a 4th.
No, it's 3rd. I think that down marker is wrong.
Oh, I think the down marker is wrong too.
Because that.
Let's see what they do.
That
it's been on on 3rd down now for 2 plays.
Yeah.
So here we go. Apparently it's still 3rd down, and it's going to be 3rd down and 7, and incomplete pass. So now, let's see, are they going to keep it 3rd down? Oh, they go to 4th.
Bring up
they
another
3rd
and 7.
There you go,
4th
down. So here you go, nice defense. Needs to step it up, shut them down, get the ball back on down with under 6 minutes to go in the game.
And apparently, Brian Fiantaka believes that they should watch the ball. Love enthusiastic parents.
Vargas in the gun, number 15, the quarterback for the Rough Riders. Gets a snap, drops back under pressure. He's going to go down. Way to go. The nice defense coming up strong.
Trevor and Fiantaka meet in the backfield on the chest of the quarterback.
And out comes the Havasu offense. Mercury Air Conditioning for over 25 years. Family-owned Mercury AC and Heating has been serving Lake Havasu City and the surrounding area with installation, sales, and service. You can expect professional, courteous service and quality work at fair prices every time. Mercury Air offers 24-hour emergency service for both commercial and residential. Visit mercuryac.net. That's mercuryac.net.
Deacon in the backfield with Mr. Jump. Apparently, they got the memo.
They got the memo. Yes. Jay Deacon's proven himself tonight.
Yes, sir.
Good job by 25. And he's a ball carrier, and he's trying to push ahead for some yardage, but the Rough Rider defense doing a good job. No gain on the play.
Stake the dive. Throw it out to Devitt, 14 in the slot. The defender's 15 yards off of him.
Rough Riders have 3 timeouts, Bill and Robert. You imagine they're going to start using those somewhat in the near future as we approach the 5-minute mark to go in the ballgame. Second down for the Knights. And it's going to be
direct snap to
Deacon, number 25. And the Rough Rider defense doing a good job stopping the run. Brings up 3rd down and long now. It's going to be 3rd down and 12.
That first time out you were talking about, Mr. Greeley.
Oh, they just hit it now.
They did.
All right. Want to thank one of our new sponsors for Friday Night's Football. That's Hava Style Recreation. This is the ultimate destination for marine and RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Hava Style Recreation is a local, family-owned small business with unique products. Not the same old stuff. Prices will knock your socks off. No additional dealer fees ever. Visit HavaStyleRec.com. That's HavaStyleRec.com, one of our new sponsors. And it's, boy, I tell you what, if it's recreational vehicle season, it is now.
Yeah, beautiful out.
Outstanding weather for a football game tonight.
You would think the boss would give me a day off to go golf, but we'll have to find those.
Okay, here we go, 3rd and 12. For the Knights offense, and the snap comes to jump. He's going to hand the ball off to Deacon. He's still on his feet across the 30 to the 33-yard line, but he's going to be short.
That's a flag
on the play. A little bit of frustration, I'm sure, on the field right now. So the clock stops at 4:38.
This could be a big call. It's going to be a first down if this is a personal foul.
And it is a personal foul, and it is against Yonker. And that's the first down for the Knights.
Brutal. Got to keep your cool at that point, no matter which side you're on. Those late hits, those silly little penalties at the end will cost you the game. They had them stopped. I mean, saying that Thompson wouldn't want to want on fourth down, but that was you can't do that. Hurting your team.
The ball at the 48-yard line after the penalty. Havasu with the ball. Halo jump looking deep. And it's a little overthrown. Carter Devitt, the intended receiver.
It's going to be interesting if it's a hold or if it's going to be a interference.
Look like a jersey tuck.
Yep. But was the ball in the air? Oh, there's another penalty here.
We have more than one flag?
We do.
Multiple flags on the field. Clock stops at 4:18. Want to thank Mojave College. It's not Mojave Community College anymore. It is Mojave College. They're the home of the Big Horn. One of their soccer players got the league best award for the week. So the boys and the girls do a great job with Mojave College and their new soccer program on the junior college level.
They called offensive pass interference on that play. You've got to.
I didn't see that at all.
No words. Other than
wrong. All right. Let's go. It's going to be first down.
In a mile.
Yeah. It's going to be first down in about 25.
See, your math is good. 15-yard penalty, first and 10. So that makes it first and 25.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking that way. I was just kind of ballparking.
I like it.
Okay. Luke Johnson, the ball carrier, he's going nowhere. In fact, he's going to be dragged backwards for a loss, and that's going to bring up a second down. And now, Billy, second down in forever.
Yeah. Now we're looking at 35.
But the clock is moving. That's the good thing. Yonker with two timeouts left in the game. Havasu showing two timeouts also. Want to thank David Rose. He's running for the House of Representatives for sponsoring high school football. David Rose led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs and ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches. He's running for Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. We have a timeout on the field. David Rose for Arizona House, District 30. He's a conservative. Fighting for us, David Rose for Arizona. Want to thank Perfection to Detail. Make sure your ride shines with Perfection to Detail. If it floats or rolls, they pick it up, wash it, detail it, even ceramic coat it, and ready for it to go when you return to get your vehicle or your boat. Get that showroom shine every time. They're located on Mesquite Avenue in Lake Havasu City. You can visit them at perfection2detail.com. And also, getting back to Mojave Community College, they're serving Northwest Arizona and neighboring communities with campuses in Kingman, Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, and Colorado City, plus an extensive distance education program online. These programs help students enter the workforce or continue with higher degrees and opportunities for small business development. In-state tuition, just $95 per credit hour. Become a Big Horn and visit Mojave.edu. That's Mojave.edu. All right. Second and 32 for the Knights offense at their own 26. And let's see. Luke Johnson, the ball carrier, and he goes nowhere. And now it's fourth down. Clock is moving down, though, to 3 minutes. So Havasu has...
Should be third down.
Third down?
Yeah.
Oh, it is third down. I'm sorry. Yet. Third down. And Havasu has one timeout left. Yonker has two. So, yeah, with third down, they can milk this thing down to about 2.5 minutes before they have to snap the ball. So it looks like, I don't want to jinx it, it looks like Havasu is going to move to 6-2 on the season, and we have a whistle on the field.
Thompson calls the timeout.
We have a timeout, and that is the, I believe, the final timeout for Havasu.
It is. I think the scoreboard thought that the last timeout was Yonker, but it was actually Havasu.
All right. We're going to keep it right here and let you know that next week it's a road game, and that game will be at Australia Foothills High School down in the Phoenix area, and we will be there with the broadcast. It's going to be Paul Lavoie and Jim Chaney doing that game. And then we're going to wrap up the regular season at home versus Somerton on Halloween.
All Hallows Eve.
The 31st, and once again, that's going to be Mr. Chaney and Mr. Lavoie doing that game. Then we'll move into the playoffs.
Yep.
That's going to be fun. And once again, Havasu, depending on what's going on elsewhere, Billy, they get into that top eight. They have a bye week. That's huge.
Yeah. At the very least, I think with this win tonight, they're pretty, I'm not going to say guaranteed, but on the right path to be able to, at the very least, host a playoff game.
Okay, no flag on the play. Number 25, Deacon, looked like
a little early.
He was being held on that pass route, and that's going to bring up fourth down, and it's going to bring on the punting unit. The clock stops at 2:35 to go. Havasu out of timeouts. The Rough Riders, they have two timeouts. Halo Jump, number 10, will punt the ball from his 10-yard line.
Out of bounds, please. Because we have Mr. Number 3 back there. Do you not?
Larry Moore Jr.
Yeah. Who's had a very successful evening tonight.
The punt returner for, yeah. Now we have a flag on a play, delay of game.
Yeah.
Why?
Delay of game.
That's going to be a 5-yard march it back a little bit.
Remain for them.
So, Halo Jump, the punter, 5 yards deeper after the penalty. And Moore Jr. moves up to the 40-yard line to receive the punt. And a nice punt. Hits at the 50, and it's fielded by Larry Moore Jr. And he's across the 50 to the 45.
Andrade with the slam.
And tackled at the 41-yard line of the Fighting Knights.
Nice job by the long snapper, Mr. Andrade. Been calling his name all night long with the tackle on the special teams.
Yeah, you look at the season so far for Havasu. And the game last weekend, Bill, with Deer Valley, that was a heartbreaking loss. The conditions weren't very good. I mean, for both teams, right? We had the rain, the wind. It was a pretty miserable night for football, and Deer Valley came out with the win. And, the Golden Shovel game didn't go our way. The only two losses of the season right now for Havasu.
Yeah.
And Mojave's highly ranked. They're like number 4 in 4A. And the Knights defense finally brings them down on the 35-yard line, and the quarterback doing a pretty good job coming in for the Rough Riders. Vargas picks up 7 yards. Second down for the Rough Riders. Vargas back, he looks to pass, throwing it up in the air, and it is off of Vera. When he leaps, he gets up to about 6 feet. He did a nice job. And there's a flag on the play.
That's going to be a personal foul based on.
Let's sort this out.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. You cannot run your mouth into a high school game.
No, 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 no. The interception stands. The Knights will have the ball with under 2 minutes to go.
Deep in their own area.
Yeah, they're going to march this thing back to about the 7 yard line, I think. Two timeouts left for the Rough Riders. No timeouts for the Fighting Knights.
Got to keep your poise, even in a game with this kind of score. You got to keep your poise.
Yeah, the Knights, congratulations on victory. Homecoming, it always feels really good when you have a win, but homecoming makes it that much more special.
And the stands were packed tonight, ladies.
Yeah, great turnout for the Havasu fans. Congratulations on the homecoming court this evening.
Yeah, absolutely. I won't get the names. Brandy was the young lady. Parker Bentley and Brandy Ford.
Okay.
King and Queen.
For 2025.
Yeah. Good to see Gavin Briggs back.
The Knights still just take a knee.
Yep. And Yonker is going to hang on the line and let them do that. So.
Yeah, with the score 36-19, you know, don't burn the timeouts. There's really no need to. Yeah, some coaches do that, and it's just kind of.
That's always the announcers.
I wasn't going to go.
I'll say it for you.
You kind of scratch your head a little bit.
You do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you know that, you know, your team's out there. They're on the losing end. They're frustrated.
Got a long-ass bus drive home.
Long, yeah. Well, at least it's on the west side of the valley.
This is true. That bus still only does 55.
Yeah, you're down to a minute four, and it's going to be third down. So, Havasu, good job with the win tonight. 36-19 is the score. And with a couple more games to go, will be interesting to find out. I think they come out with the rankings in high school football on Tuesdays around noon. So if you're interested, you can. I think you go to Arizona 365 or Max Preps. Either one of those sites are great sites, and you can see where the Knights are going to be. I would imagine they're going to move up a little bit. 36-19, our final. I want to thank Bill Beckman for being here, and we want to thank our special guest announcer, Robert Patch.
With all of the play calling in the second half, did a great job.
Thanks for having me.
And don't forget, you can see Robert in person, believe it or not, pretty much every day at Bradley Ford. But a week from today, the big grand opening celebration, new showroom. Thank you so much for listening. Our final score, 36-19, Havasu over Yonker. Have a good evening.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between. Whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tireman of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TiremanofLakeHavasu.com.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
Call the good guys and have a
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.